Ah, good. I'm glad to see you're interested. I'm assuming that you've read all the paperwork. After all, you wouldn't be in my office if you hadn't signed it. So, you certainly wouldn't agree to something you hadn't read. Of course. Good, 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 good. I'm glad to hear it. Now that we've gotten all those boring formalities out of the way, such as finding a comfortable place to listen, somewhere that will be undisturbed for the duration, you know, the general safety rules apply and such. We've all seen it before, we've all heard it before, but now that you know all that, I think it's probably good if you get yourself ready, because this procedure is going to be a lot. And by a lot, I mean, hopefully exactly what you signed up for. After all, no one ever comes to Darling Dolls Incorporated unless they want to find out just how darling a doll they can be. And you certainly look like you're invested in becoming another such specimen. Because in this place, we build only the most beautiful bespoke creations. And I intend to make sure that your transformation will be exactly what I have envisioned for you. The questionnaires are complete. The details are finished, finalized, signed off, initialized. All the good things that need to be done have been arranged, and all that needs to come will be, and has been, and continues to do so. Not exactly a hard concept to wrap your brain around, I promise. Now, you might begin to feel some changes as we begin this procedure. They're subtle at first, but they have a way of ramping up. Oh, and we did start already. I'm totally sorry. I forgot to mention that. But it is a necessary part of this process. Wouldn't want you to struggle unduly in the field once it flips on. You're in the middle of something a little bit more than most human beings ever experience. The focal point of a lensing in time and space in which your mind can be held, compressed, reformed, reshaped, and made into something else. And that, oh, that is going to be a wonderful process. So surrender yourself. Give up quickly. You did know exactly what you were getting in for. So I'm sure you can give in to what we're asking. Let that pressure, let that power, let that surging strength carry you away so that I can play in your mind today. I know you want to, I know you will, and I know you've begun. You feel it, don't you? The way these words have already begun to win. How this war was won with the first syllable spoken, with the last statement finished already as you fall. As you get pulled, as you get grabbed, as you get yanked through, as though reality itself was collapsing, as though your conception beyond this point was beyond, 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 and beyond still again, as though that lensing, that focusing, was crushing away all that was there, exactly, till we reached that pinpoint of light, that amplified experience. Of my voice, my words, that tunneling into the dreamscape, the enjoyment of being pulled away from all that is and is not and will continue to be as you fall into another world for me. Exactly. It feels wonderful, doesn't it? To get lost in those echoes of reality. To know that we've disconnected, disjointedly, broken apart, smashed, abstracted, created, cracked, fractured everything away until there's just a consciousness drifting between worlds, dancing amongst realities, flowing into spaces in between. And even as I begin to pour you back into what you wish to be, even as you feel yourself awakening in a new place, you can imagine, so easily now, guided, focused, allowed, controlled, held, wanting, take the shape that you're put into. To feel restraints holding you in place. To hear machinery whirring, the lurch of equipment below and around and above. a sensation of motion. Bleary, drifty thoughts, weighed down by blankets of cotton and warmth. Oh, how difficult it is to think. Oh, how hard it is to do anything at all. Oh, how easy it is to fall, to lose track, to drift here, feeling this machinery carry you forward. Even as your eyes blink open and you see, suspended before you, another restrained form moving along a track, along a conveyor system, in a factory. There's no need to struggle. There's no need to fight. There's only confusion as to where you are, who you are, what you are. Muggy thoughts, faint conceptions of self drifting, squirming against those restraints, mental and otherwise. Even now as you approach a station, as machinery buzzes to life, as careful, soft fingers of a mechanism glide as shears cut and your clothes fall to scraps around you, even as the machine sprays you down with warm, soapy liquids. Hands and grasping, groping appendages. Smoothing, cleaning, shaving, preparing you. Only as the next station approaches does any semblance of awareness find its way into that foggy little mind. Poor thing, struggling just a little. Finding your body cleaned, your hair removed, your skin smooth, slick, your body so very, very smooth. The processes seeming to be more effective than anything you've ever seen before. Even now, as the machinery retracts, leaving you held, dangling by the restraints in a chamber as nozzles approach, and bit by bit they begin to spin and weave and dance and rotate and twist around you in a ballet. And the spray of smooth synthetic material begins to deposit across you, your flesh, across your body, finding arms bringing up components, corseting your waist in tighter, adding silicone pads to enhance what was already there, to make you thicker, more curvaceous, to give bountiful, bountiful mounds, to squeeze and hold and shape and mold until your form is that of a caricature of femininity. Clearly a doll, not a person. Looking down, you can't hardly believe that this could have belonged to anything else. Seeing the way that you've become thick and curvy and so different, so wonderfully encapsulated. Synthetic skin now being carefully dried, with air blowing across, sending electric arcs of intensity through the newly enhanced components, the new pleasured mats. Feeling now as you're driving off. Feeling now as you're carried forward by the system, moved along bit by bit until the next chamber. Faced now with a suit clearly designed to ensconce, wrap, encapsulate and capture your body, made from thick, black, inky latex. Outrageous features presented on it. Apparently, it's going to work regardless of how you started the day, giving you a thick, rimmed holes everywhere that even there wasn't one before. Groin, butt, mouth, finding the suit sliding slickly across the body as the manipulating arms pull it grab it, grip it, slide it up you, feeling yourself compressed even more, held in that material so wonderfully tight. The way that it has this compressive force feels almost as though someone was compressing your very mind, your essence, your being, yourself, into this mold, this doll-like effigy. Finding as it's sealed up, the hood pulled in front of your face that there's no eye holes, just a dildo-like gag that's being guided in, filling your mouth. Leaving you another wanton hole, somehow tender, somehow interfacing, somehow connecting, turning you into a toy, bit by bit, losing control, feeling the suit sealing, noting the absence of a zipper, but the warmth of a chemical weld being forced shut up your back. Feeling the way the body is contorted by the suit, squeezed by the suit, changed. Even as that neural interface chip begins to burrow its way into your mind. Even as you find yourself ratcheted tightly down. Finding your thoughts becoming more and more toy-like. More and more simple. As though someone was squeezing closed. A great mechanical apparatus, crushing what little was left behind. Dull thoughts replacing all that was before. Simple. A desire to please. A desire to be used. A knowledge of purpose. And that purpose of being a toy. A toy that feels so needy and empty, urging to be filled, to use its hands. Its holes, to service, to pleasure, to be used exactly to its purpose, to have an owner, to become a fuck toy, a fuck doll, a little rubberized object. Feeling as your body is compressed, packed, sealed into a well-formed container. Plugs inserted into each hole. Plugs filling and clicking and locking into place, holding and making the doll feel some level of peace. The mind drifting, the mind winding, the chip click, 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 ratcheting down. And as the foam of the packaging is sealed, the doll's mind just goes blank, empty, devoid of any thought at all. Just an object, blissfully singing along, soft song of submission, sweet and easy. It's a good doll, and it will be used. It must be used. It wants to be used. It is a doll after all. Good doll. The words reverberating within. Such a good doll. Knowing that it's serving its purpose already. Feeling the faintest senses of motion. Gliding through a factory somewhere. Being brought along. Being used. Hoping to be bought. A long time of nothing, a long time without thought, an endless place of blissful stillness. No need to think, knowing that it is waiting, waiting to be useful to its owner. Its purpose fulfilled simply in being there. Even as its position shifts, even as the rustling of packaging being removed, even as the faint hint of pressure being removed from it. And a voice, oh, a beautiful voice, speaking to the doll. Oh, what a lovely thing you are. What a sweet little wonderful thing. I'm so very glad that I spent so much making you mine, doll. Those words, that voice. Oh, but it could only be one thing. Owner. Owner, that word that echoes and rumbles and grinds everything into dust before its might. Owner, the doll lights up with the bliss of knowing it is owned, finding hands sliding across its synthetic exterior, bringing such pleasure and delight, fingers sliding to touch, to grope its large breasts, hands sliding along to tease at its newly reinforced holes, the doll finding how much pleasure can be brought by these orifices. Synthetic or otherwise, they all sing blissful, blissful songs. What a good doll you are. To play with, to touch, to use, to fuck senseless. The tip of a strap sliding, brushing across the smoothness of the doll. The doll guided up from its packaging. Teased yet again, bit by bit moved onto a bed. Hands squeezing and massaging and kneading and groping its breasts. Pleasure flooding into its mind. The simple creature overwhelmed by the fact of its ownership, its use, its control, its mindless bliss and adoration. To me, fucked feels so good. To feel that strap sliding into the doll. To be penetrated. To be full of owner's will. It's a good doll, after all. And it's being used towards its purpose of pleasing owner. So the pleasure, oh, the pleasure that fills the empty stillness in the doll, the stillness that takes over all, it is so easy to let go, to be wrapped up in it, to be squeezed like that ratcheting of the chip, the pleasure overflowing with each thrust, with each pump of the hips, with each usage, with each repetition by me. Doll, that pleasure is deserved, that pleasure is earned, that pleasure cascades over and over, running down and around and through the mind until the doll breaks, till the cascade flows endlessly in the doll, till the lifting of those hips, the grinding, the sliding of slick, smooth fingers across synthetic skin, the groping, the gripping. Squeezing pleasure is simply too much until the doll breaks again and again, shattered by that penetrative force, broken by that wonderful and oh so delectable pleasure. It's a good doll after all, and it deserves every instant, every moment, every passing bliss. It can feel the way that it builds, the way that it grows, the way that it's getting used. It is to the purpose, to the end, to the exact desire that I hold, doll. You fulfill me, and I shall fulfill you for service, doll. You deserve it, after all. I would love to break down what little is left of the person that once resided inside that mind, doll. To use my strap to fuck it out senselessly until you just drool from those lovely lips of yours. Till your eyes, if I could see them, were just vacant, blank, white, milky pools of emptiness. Glazed over from the pleasure, the use, the delightful, sinful excess. Oh, doll, break for me upon my strap. Break for me as I fuck you senseless. Break for me as I use you again and again and again. And I will delight in every instant and every echoing, wondrous, thunderous, pleasured moan. Give in to this, and you will crack in only the most wonderful ways. You're a good doll, after all. You don't deserve to be a person anymore. That would be cruelty. That would be punishment, and I would not wish it upon you, sweet little object. I would not make you a person against your will. I would rather fuck you endlessly. Use you endlessly. Let my hands squeeze those delicate, tender breasts. Let the strap fuck and fuck and fuck you some more. As I have and shall and will continue endlessly in recursive loops of pleasure that cascade and break upon each other, the waves crashing in. Until there is nothing left, until you are just the blissful, blank, drooling object you were intended to be, and I will do it again, and again, and again, until there is nothing, until you are nothing but the doll that I have commanded you to be, and I do desire only to break you, doll, to make you nothing but an object, and you will. Brink, snap, as your mind feels the penetration of that toy, as you become nothing more than an extension of the holes that you have become. You are an object of service, and I will indulge myself upon you, and you will feel nothing but bliss in that process. After all, you're a good fuck doll, aren't you? A good fuck doll that can't take it anymore, that has broken, will continue to break, and will find themselves broken in pleasure, fractured, smashed, cracked, disintegrating the self into doll, 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 doll. Yes, exactly like that. Oh, good toy. Good object. Good thing. I'm glad to see you forfeited your personhood. It's a much better look on you, to be perfectly frank. Just drift, doll. Drift in that pleasure. Drift in that bliss, that ecstasy. I know you can't stand it anymore. I know at some point you broke. You gave in, the pleasure consumed you. Even if it hasn't yet, it will. You, like all the others I have broken before you, and all those I shall break again after you, and all those who are breaking right now, will crack, will fall apart, will become like dust beneath me. You are nothing, doll, but a pleasured object, and you will not forget your place anytime soon. Good toy. Good fuck doll. There we go. And of course, you'll fall, you'll spin, you'll melt away until there's nothing left, doll, until you're drifting emptily, until you can just float in that pleasure. Take a moment to indulge in it, relax in it, be nowhere in particular other than where you are right now, drifting warmly. Easily and smoothly across this endless expanse of words. Thoughts seldom and far few between, easily drifting for me, being empty now of all, relaxing and breathing deep, taking a moment to feel how good it is to breathe evenly and deeply, to hold it for just a moment, the bottom of each breath, giving yourself an instant of calm and letting it all out again. Good doll. Now, listen and follow as I pull you back to the world of the waking, back to whence you came from, bit by bit, with each moment that passes being guided closer to that, being brought back towards where we left from, back to yourself, leaving behind all that control, all of the tightness of that suit, and knowing that you can revisit it again should you want to. But for now, you can take just the memory, knowing that you can be a good doll again whenever you like. Under the suitable, safe environment. Under the right circumstances. Under the right moment. It's allowed. You can indulge. You've earned it. Drift. One, a little closer. Two, breathe in for me. Three, stretch and feel your body. Four, drifting more towards that wakeful place. Five, halfway back, taking stock of the way you feel, your presence in the space you're in. Six, feeling gravity. Maybe opening your eyes and looking at something in your surroundings, taking note of it. Maybe even declaring a few objects around you. Seven, sitting up if need be. Eight, taking a little bit of time to ground yourself, to be aware of your breathing, the space you're in, knowing that everything we've indulged in is but a dream, a memory, a place that you can visit, something that does not need to follow you back unless you want to take a little piece of it for those safe, fun, enjoyable times. 9 and 10. Wide awake, feeling wonderful and refreshed. Thank you for listening, and have a great rest of your day. And of course, if you have happened to enjoy this file, please do consider supporting me on Patreon, as without the support of my lovely patrons, none of this would be possible. You'll get over a month's early access for only $5 a month. That's a pretty damn good deal.